Next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk. Iowa hosts Illinois State on Saturday at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. First of all, just really pleased to get going here. I think overall we've had a good camp. The guys really practiced well, and moving in the new facility has really helped facilitate that, I believe. So the guys, we had quality practice, stayed pretty healthy, and I think like every team in the country right now, we're eager to play. We've got a good group of veterans that have done a nice job, and then see how they compete, how they respond to game conditions. So we're looking forward to that, and then play a very, very quality opponent in Illinois State. They had a great season last year. Brock's back, Purdue player and longtime Purdue assistant defensive coordinator under Joe Tiller. He's done a wonderful job preparing, you know, building that program, and you know, they had a tremendous year last year and got a lot of key players back. So it'll be a big challenge for our football team.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
At this time, one on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Aaron McMahon with MLive.com.
Coach, much has been made about Jim Harbaugh in recent weeks about how he's handled the media here in Ann Arbor. You know, what's your take on media access this early in the season, and maybe what are some of the advantages or disadvantages of what Jim's doing so far?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure what Jim is doing. We've been kind of focused on what we're doing, but if you want to, you know, give me some examples, maybe I could respond.
He's kind of closed the media off to reporters, and then they had open practice students there that he didn't let media in as well.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably up to every coach to decide what's best for their football team, and my guess is he's probably, you know, trying to do that. I think we all do that, and we're all in different situations, different environments, and, you know, probably ultimately I think all of us try to do what's best for our team and try to prepare them as well as we can for our first game.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen with Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. What are your thoughts on Tim Beckman being fired at Illinois?
Well, you know, something like that obviously just catches you by surprise, and especially this time of year. Coaches being fired, certainly not anything new, but at this time of year, it's unusual, and you know, it's an position, and you know, outside of that, I really don't know much about what happened.
How do you think Bill Cubitt will do?
Well, Bill did a great job at Western, and he's done a super job at Illinois during his time there. So, you know, he's a veteran coach, very knowledgeable, and you know, I think they're. You know, it's not a circumstance you want to be in, but you're probably, I think they're very fortunate to have someone like Bill there who could can pick up the reins.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1.
Coach, you obviously had a number of your players who were recognized on some of the preseason award watch lists, which, you know, obviously those are worth whatever it is they're worth. But can you talk a little bit about some of those guys? I mean, Austin, you know, Drew Ott, some of those guys, and kind of what you're expecting from them going into this season?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't think we have a team certainly that has a superstar type player if a left tackle. So that's probably not the most glamorous position in the world. But I think overall we've got a lot of really quality players and. Guys like Drew Ott, guys like Jordan Lomax, Austin Blythe that have played quality football, Tavon Smith. So I think we've got a good group of seniors that have stepped up their leadership. They've played well in Big Ten play. We expect them to continue to do so. And then, you know, we're excited about a lot of our newcomers, too. And our quarterback, C.J. Beathard's a guy that we think will play very, very well for us. He hasn't played a lot of football and has only really started there yet. This will be his fourth year on campus, so we think he's going to be a good football player. And the areas where we did lose good players, I think we have a lot of those types of, you know, circumstances that are you know, similar to our quarterback position. So, you know, we're eager to see it all comes together Saturday and the ensuing Saturdays after that.
On the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, I just wanted to ask you about your confidence in the running game right now, especially with some young guys on the offensive line and new starters at tailback.
Yeah, you know, my concern more so, and it was significant back in January. I was really concerned about that part of our game and the running back position in particular. And I think the good news is that both LaShawn Daniels and Jordan Canzeri have had a good year going back to January. They've handled every phase of the program really well. So they're both practicing very well. And then Derek Mitchell also has, I think, given us another option at that position as well. And it's good to have more than two, certainly. And that tying in with our linemen, you know, we have some new guys there. We got two NFL tackles right now. At least I expect both of them to be on rosters when the final cuts get made with Sheriff and Donnell. And, you know, so we knew we had some work to do there. And, you know, it's similar to a couple other positions. But I also think we have some really good players coming up. And I think they'll do fine. You know, they're going to have some growing pains early the month of September. But I think based on what we've seen and the players I'm talking about, for the most part, have been in our program for several years. So, we just think they're on to ending up having really good careers here.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you.